As you know, if you're a regular listener, and are there any other kinds of listeners to the show? I don't think so. But as you know, I've joined a gym. You might be wondering, how am I doing as a gym member? You might not be wondering, which is okay, but it's my podcast, so I get to decide the topics. I was going to not do an episode today, but I was like, you know what? I could do a gym update. It might be short, but that's okay.
Your daily Lex.
I haven't missed a gym day since I joined the gym. For me, the gym days are Monday, Wednesday, Friday, because that's when I want to do strength training. And things have gone pretty well. The first several times I went, I wore my AirPods, that went okay. I think I might try my AirPods Max. That's the big, if you're not familiar, you know, the big over-the-ear cans headphones. Mostly because, you know, even the best-fitting AirPods Pros for me, like, I constantly am reseating, and I can hear a whole lot, even though they have some noise cancellation. I think with AirPods Max, I would hear less, and I don't mind tuning out the grunts and crappy music that are otherwise in that gym. I've tried out several of the perks I have access to, which include massage chairs, like hydro massage chairs and regular massage chairs, and there's a red light therapy booth. A lot of the red light therapy booths are also tanning booths. I don't want any tanning. I'm good. My skin tone's great. Today I forgot my AirPods. And so that was weird because I really just had to not listen to anything. And I enjoy being slightly distracted while working out. Historically, I listen to podcasts while working out. Recently, I just listened to my lines while working out. But I go every time. My current membership level includes a guest pass every time I go. So I might go this weekend as a bonus time because Sierra really wants to use the elliptical. I think that's the machine she likes, the elliptical. The biggest challenge I'm having is treading mill. Do I want to use the one at home or do I want to use the ones there? The ones there have, you know, the biggest downside is other people who I never like. And then the other downside is, you know, I'm there. I can listen to stuff, but at home on the treadmill, I can watch TV. And there on the treadmill, I really can't. I guess I could watch on my phone, but I haven't done that yet. And it just becomes a question of timing. Like, I'm already there. I'm already in workout gear. I can go home and then treadmill, which is what I did today. Previous couple days, I stayed there and used the treadmill, but also was like annoyed. Like using the treadmill for an hour there, it just feels like a slog. It just feels like a long, long time. So I haven't figured out exactly what I want to do there. Basically, I don't like either option. I want the gym to be in my house so I can do the strength training and then immediately go do the treading, which is what I did prior to joining the gym. So that remains unsolved, but it's okay and it's going well. And I'm doing well with the machines and boy, I'm just like a Greek god right now. Maybe a Roman god. I'm a god. Either way, I'm a muscular god. You should just trust me on this. No photo evidence will be provided. Anyway, that's all I got. Happy Wednesday, November 19th. You be good out there.
Lex.